La Push by Joelle Worthley. The chilly wind whips my hair into my face and the sand shifts under my feet as I jump down from a huge piece of driftwood. I walk towards my parents, the pebbles grinding under my boots when I stop to pick up rocks between the patches of sand and seaweed. Joining my parents at the edge of the beach, I can hear the waves crashing and feel the salty mist on my face as I gaze out at James Island, a large sea stack offshore. My brother is off somewhere down the beach, walking by himself and most likely taking pictures. My mom, dad, brother, and I are at La Push, a Quileute Indian village on the Washington coast. Every year, my family comes out to La Push on the three-day MLK weekend in January because it's my dad's birthday. The cabin we stay in is huddled against the winter weather, which beats relentlessly on the wooden porch and walls. Whether the cabin we are staying in is the same as years before doesn't matter, because they all look the same, outside and in. The log cabins have a quaint, comfortable feeling, with floor-to-ceiling windows facing the ocean and a simple brick fireplace set into the wall of the living room. The usual nonstop rain drips on the roof while we snuggle into the sofa with our books. The lack of fluorescent lights is a welcome change, and the small lamps on every flat surface give off a sunny glow. The bricks on the chimney stick out in places, creating little ledges. It's little touches like this that give the cabin such a charming feel. At least once on our trip, we stop in at our favorite restaurant near the resort. The gravel crunches under the tires of our car as we pull into the parking lot next to a sign that reads, Three Rivers Resort and Restaurant, home of the River Burger. When you walk in the doors of the Three Rivers, the first thing you notice is the stuffed animal heads on the wall, staring at you with their glassy eyes. Slightly creepy, but a small price to pay for the delicious food. It always smells like fried chicken and seafood in the Three Rivers, and you can hear the sizzling oil from the kitchen. On the third and last day, we slowly pack up, dragging our stay out as long as possible. When we have to go home, we are all sad to leave, but very content and relaxed from the vacation. My whole family loves La Push and everything about the trip that we take. La Push has recently gone under a long, drawn-out remodel, and the cabins look more like luxurious hotel suites with jetted indoor jacuzzis and fancy gas fireplaces, but I will always remember it as the beautiful seaside village that was one of our family's best traditions.